Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this Trinity Sunday comes from our gospel reading heard just moments ago. You may be seated. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." Did you catch that? Right in the middle of our text today, Jesus tells the Jews, "If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." As Lutherans, this quote may make you scratch your head a little bit. We believe that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Paul confirms this in Ephesians chapter 2 when he says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one may boast." Yet, there's no way around this. Jesus says, "Keep my word." So, let's take a look at the context around this verse to help us understand this. Our text today places us right in the middle of the temple courts of Jerusalem during the Feast of Booths. Here, Jesus is openly addressing questions and issues pertaining to the source of his teaching, who he is, and where he comes from. In the verses prior to our gospel lesson, it says the people listening to Jesus were Jews who had believed in him. However, as the dialogue continues, we find out fairly quickly that these Jews had a superficial faith, and better yet, no faith at all. As Jesus continued to proclaim who he is, the Jews' hostility and opposition toward him and the words he was speaking grows. It reaches its climax in the final verse of our gospel lesson today, where they pick up stones threatening to kill him. But before this, the Jews would say to Jesus, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" This is an incredible insult. To say Jesus was a Samaritan is to say he is an ethnic and religious half-breed, since Samaritans were foreigners to the land and only held to an altered Pentateuch. They were also considered unclean, people to be avoided at all costs. To say Jesus had a demon or was possessed by a demon is to say he was controlled by the agents and subjects of Satan himself. Ultimately, these insults indicated Jesus was not a true Jew. Jesus responds to them saying, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge." Jesus, neither made nor created, but begotten by the Father alone, as we just confessed in the Creed, does not have a demon. As the begotten one from the Father, Jesus honors his Father by what he says and by what he does. The most important work that he does is his death on the cross for sinners. Jesus was not seeking this glory for himself by these things, but ultimately, the Father was seeking to glorify him. Yet, the Jews dishonored Jesus by denying his teaching. Instead of listening to his words, they looked to the words of the Torah, of which they thought they were keeping. However, Because they didn't see Jesus in those words, ultimately, they weren't keeping the Torah either. They may have said that the God of Abraham is their God. However, by dishonoring Jesus, they dishonor Abraham's God as well. They do not know God, and are liars for saying they do. These Jews were keeping a different word. For this, they will be judged by God, where they will be found guilty, losing eternal life. We see the same situation in our world today. The religions of Islam and Judaism claim to worship the God of Abraham, or even regard the Old Testament as sacred scripture. However, they reject what we confessed in the Athanasian Creed about the triune God by rejecting Jesus and his salvific work on the cross. The Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons claim to be Christian and hold to the Bible, but yet they reject what we confess in the Creed, that Jesus is the true Son of God and is one with the Father. Therefore, they deny the Trinity. Then, there are those churches right down the street from these doors that they say they believe in Christ, that he suffered, died, descended into hell, and rose on the third day. And yet, they add their own works to Jesus' salvific work. By doing this, they ultimately negate Christ's work. The religious landscape of the world is vast. And yet the thing we all have in common is sin. It was sin that caused the Jews to twist the Torah, and it is sin that causes your sinful flesh to twist God's word. One of the easiest ways we do this is by making the Ten Commandments into a checkoff list, something that you can keep and do. Have I stolen anything today? Nope. Check. Have I committed adultery? Nope. Check. Have I murdered? Nope. Check. By doing this, you take God's name in vain, breaking the second commandment, since you have twisted the clear word of Scripture that tells you no one will be justified by his works of the law. Yet, the verse of our text today still rings clear. If anyone keeps Jesus' word, he will not see death. When Jesus says, "Keep my word," he isn't focusing on a specific command. He is referring to himself, for he is the Word. We see this in John 1:1, when John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the very person of Jesus Christ." Jesus knows the Father because he is God himself. The emphasis Jesus is making in our text today is that of faith. Faith in who Jesus is. He is God in the flesh, who took on this flesh and blood to die for you and all your sins. Jesus confirms who he is later on in our text when he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. The phrase I am takes us all the way back to the Old Testament, where God reveals himself to Moses as I am. This is the same God that revealed himself to Abraham. At first, Abraham only had the promise from God that through his offspring would come the Messiah that would destroy sin, death, and the devil, which came into the world at the fall of Adam and Eve. Even though Abraham was childless and advanced in years, he believed this word of God. He knew the day would come when it would be fulfilled. Eventually, it would be fulfilled with the birth of Isaac. In his birth, Abraham had the visible guarantee that his son would be the first in a line of descendants, culminating in the birth of the Messiah. It is faith in the words of God that Abraham was able to see beyond Isaac to see Christ himself. And this is why Jesus says in our text, your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. It seems today it would be easy to separate the people from the Old Testament from the New Testament. The people before the time of Christ and the people after Christ. Yet, in many ways, we shouldn't do this. For we are all saved the same way, through faith in Christ. For just as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, so you too, who are of the same faith, are blessed along with Abraham. This is not your doing. It is the work of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity. For he too is God, along with the Father and the Son. Not that there are three gods, but one God. While we may not explicitly see him in our text today, without the Holy Spirit, you would never know Christ or be able to receive him as Lord. For it is the Holy Spirit that creates faith in you through God's word and through his sacraments. It is the Holy Spirit that reveals to you the gospel message that Jesus is God, who took on flesh and blood to die for you and your sins on the cross. Through God's word, the Holy Spirit strengthens and keeps you firm in the faith until you die. It is because of him that you can trust in Christ and keep his word. Having been redeemed by God through the work of the Holy Spirit, you keep God's word when you confess what the Lord says about himself in his word, in Scripture. When you trust, the Holy Spirit will work through that word to bring faith to all who believe. And as you confess these truths, you are able to rejoice in them. Finally, just as Abraham looked forward to the coming of the Messiah, you too look forward to the Messiah, your King, your Lord, and his second coming. Not only did God keep his word in destroying sin, death, and the devil through his Son, but he will come again to judge the living and the dead, as our creed today states. Here, your bodies will be raised to live for all eternity with God in heaven. Amen. Please rise. May the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you always. Amen.